Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Pull up a chair, have a seat. We're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. At least I hope we both are. I'm going to be here, and I hope you can stick around for the entire program. You know, I was thinking about what we should talk about on today's program, and I think the Holy Spirit gave me an idea that has been kicking around in my mind, but I think today is finally the day that we talk about it. I call this praying in a pandemic. How do we pray during this coronavirus pandemic? Is there a correct way to pray? And where I'm going to tell you right off the bat, whenever you're praying, if you're making a sincere effort to communicate with God and hear Him speak to you, there can be no wrong way of doing that. But I think there's some ways that can be more effective than other ways. And when we talk about it, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. We've got to be careful sometimes that we aren't dwelling so much on our problems that we lose sight of the fact that God is all-powerful and all-loving. You know what I'm saying? So I think by looking at these five steps that I'm going to give to you today, I think it'll give us a good framework for how we can effectively pray and receive peace from the Lord. So we're going to talk about that on the program. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for all of your support. Remember that beginning next Monday, right here on Following the Truth, we're going to do a five-part series, From Fear to Faith, 5 days to Greater Peace in Christ. That's going to kick off next Monday right here on Following the Truth. That's April the 27th. And I hope you're able to join me. Please let your friends know about that. Essentially, what this is, or what this will be next week, is some of the teachings that I've given over 8 years in full-time ministry, going out and speaking across the country about overcoming worry with the help of Jesus Christ. So you're going to get the highlights next week right here on Following the Truth. And please let your friends know about the show. Okay, sound good? All right, let's do this. Let's pray, and then we'll get right into it. Praying in a pandemic, which I think this is going to be very helpful for you, and I think you're going to see that the Lord is he's with us. He's with us. And some of what we'll be talking about on the show, I'm going to build into the prayer that we're about to say. So let's do this. Let's place ourselves in the presence of God right now. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, recognize that He is waiting to hear from us. Recognize that He loves us. Recognize that He is capable of handling all of our needs. And He wants to help us. All we need to do is ask. So with that in mind, let's begin as we do each day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you created us to be in a relationship with you. Father, you are all-powerful. You are almighty. You are all-present. Wherever we go, you are with us. You had no beginning. You have no end. You are the eternal now. Hard for us to wrap our brains around that fact, but that's how incredible you are. Father, as we turn to you today in prayer, we lift up our problems, all those difficulties that are weighing us down. First and foremost on many of our minds is the coronavirus pandemic. We ask you, Father, to put an end to it ASAP, immediately, as we know you can. We ask you to alleviate the suffering of anybody affected by COVID-19, those who are suffering physically, those who are suffering emotionally, those who are suffering spiritually, those whose faith is being shaken right now, and of course, those who are suffering financially. I pray that you heal them all as soon as possible and completely. Father, I ask that you keep us safe from all the dangers around us, all the germs, all of the fear. Keep us safe from greater anxiety. Father, I also lift up all of our other needs, whatever they may be, non-coronavirus related needs that we may have had even before all of this started that just haven't gone away and only add to the problems that cause us to feel such stress right now. I ask you, Father in heaven, to use me as your instrument. Give me the words today. And open all of our minds and our hearts to be able to accept your message and put it into practice. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Following the Truth. We do this program Monday through Friday. It's 30 minutes each night. The show has, I guess I've been doing this for about three weeks, maybe four weeks, since I took the 2.5 year break. Boy, it's really great to be back with you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your prayers, for your financial support, for your kind words about the show, about my work. You keep me going, and I'm really grateful for that. And if you want to find out more about my work, if you're a first-time listener and you want to find out who the heck is this Gary Clown, go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. You can find out about my books. You can see some videos of me, various appearances. That's the word I'm looking for. Appearances that I've made on Catholic television. You'll also see how to access my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show. And you'll also be able to make a donation if you want to help keep my work going. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which today happens to be a nice glass filled with cold water. Be a good time for you to take a sip of your beverage du jour or your snack, whatever you have with you, as we settle in and talk about prayer. You know, I think when we speak about prayer, I'm hesitant to do this. I'm hesitant to tell you how to pray, but I think I can offer some advice for ways that might be able to shape your prayer. What I've come up with is 5 steps for praying in a pandemic. These are all P words, kind of like the 5 P's of peace that I developed in my book, From Fear to Faith. They're different, though, but they just happen to be 5 words that all start with P. And if you keep these concepts in mind, I think it's going to as I said, shape your prayer and lead you probably in a way that will bring you closer to the Lord and make your prayer more fruitful. So let me just get to it. Let me just get right to it rather than beat around the bush any longer. 5 words, they all begin with P, how to pray during a pandemic. And of course, these pieces of advice, they apply to any situation you find yourself in. They apply to your just daily, how to pray daily, no matter what's going on in the world. Even if there was no threat from the coronavirus, these are steps that really help you to pray on a daily basis. The first way, the first thing to remember is presence. And you hear me say this at the beginning of our prayer time together, presence. God is with us. And you know, it sounds like something that's obvious, doesn't it? We have to think that God is present. But honestly and truly, I cannot tell you how many times I have launched into prayer over the years, never really picturing the fact that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit were listening to my words, that my guardian angel was with me, that the Blessed Mother, that Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints are there at my disposal if I just ask for their intercession. You know, we're never going to figure out how that all works because that's not our job to figure out how it works. But our faith teaches us that it does work that way. And rather than launch into prayers, sometimes, look, I'm guilty of this. Sometimes we just launch into prayers. We do them mechanically without feeling, without really giving it too much thought to the words that we're speaking. Rather than do that, it takes just a couple of minutes, or a couple of seconds, really, to just remember that God, our Father, the creator of the universe, is right with us. Wherever we go, whenever we want to pray, we don't have to make an appointment with him. It doesn't have to be in a church building. We don't even have to be in a quiet place. Certainly, being in a quiet place helps, but you could be praying while you're watching TV. I'm not advocating you do that all the time. It's good to pray in a secluded place because that's the way Jesus prayed. So he sets that example for us. But just remember that God is with you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. I mean, how cool is that? Doesn't get much closer than that. And if we just think about that for a minute as we pray, and just remember, I am praying to Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He wants to hear what I have to say. Actually, He's excited because I'm praying. You know, that's another thing we don't think about. We think like God is doing us this big favor by listening to what we have to say. And certainly He is. But He's excited. He's happy when we, His creatures, created to be in a relationship with Him. You're going to hear me say that a lot on this program, because it's true. You were created because God's universe was incomplete without you. You specifically were created because He wanted to be in an intimate, personal relationship with you. And every time you turn to Him in prayer, that makes Him very happy. That pleases God. So, you know, when you start thinking about that, your prayer takes on a whole different meaning, doesn't it? Rather than go through the motions, rather than repeat words mindlessly, and I'm not saying, I'm not expressing an opinion against any kind of rote or routine prayer. That it's, you know, there are many formal prayers that have a great impact, that are very powerful, that please God immensely. The one that comes to mind is the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus was asked by His disciples to teach them to pray, that's what He gave us. So we don't want to dismiss formal prayers such as the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. Prayers like that are fine. But I think what we need to do is just recognize that God's with us. He's listening. And then just mean the words, you know, instead of just spouting them off, mean the words that you say. So the first thing to remember for praying, especially during this pandemic when we are all really feeling helpless, right? We're feeling helpless. We're almost, many of us have been on the verge of despair at times. And that's a dangerous place to be. So we want to be careful. One of the reasons I'm giving you these steps is so that you don't lose hope and that you don't plunge into despair, because we want to remember we're praying to a powerful God. So the first thing we do is recognize we are in His presence. The second thing to do when we pray, especially during this pandemic, is praise Him. Praise Him for who He is. You know, and look, I didn't even start asking for anything yet. Certainly He wants to know our needs. He wants to hear our petitions. That's going to be one of the steps later on. We come to God with what we need. And Jesus did say, ask and you will receive. He encourages us to ask our Father in heaven for what we need. Give us this day our daily bread. But right now, after recognizing that we are in His presence, let's give Him some praise. Father in heaven, You are all powerful. Father, You have created all things out of nothing. Father, You created me because You love me. He didn't need me. He created me solely because He loved me so much that He wanted me to share in His happiness, in His very life. You know, because we got baptized, we are incorporated into God's life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's kind of an amazing thing right there. So we just praise Him for creating the mountains, for creating the trees. As I record this, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing some birds looking for food on the grass. He created the birds. He created you. He created me. All out of nothing. He created the entire world, the entire universe out of nothing. He is almighty, which means He can do anything. Nothing is impossible for God. See, and we praise Him for this. We praise Him for His incredible power. We praise Him for who He is. He is almighty God. Nobody's more important than God, and yet He still finds time for me. So we praise and thank Him for His love, the fact that He loves us so much. The fact that He loves us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to suffer and to die on a cross and rise from the dead. These are all things we need to remember. You know, in other words, don't forget who you're talking to. And this kind of sets up the prayer, right? You might want to include some Thanksgiving in here, or you should include some Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for getting me to this point in time. Thank you for giving me this new day. Thank you for my house. Thank you for my car. Thank you for my employment. Thank you for the food I have to eat. You know, whatever it is you could think of. Thank you for my family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for my internet connection so I can have access to the world when I can't get out. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you for letting me live in a free country. We could go on and on. Thank you that I can breathe. Thank you that I'm not sick. Thank you that I'm not in the hospital. On and on, right? That's the thing that we need to remember. He's all powerful. He's all loving. He is all present wherever we go. He's there. He's in the future. He's in the present. He's in the past because there is no time to God. He's outside of time and space. Praise you, Lord, for that. And this sets up the prayer. This frames the prayer. The third way to pray during this pandemic is we want to pray with possibility. In other words, He can do this. And, you know, I think the second step leads into the third. As we praise Him for who He is, for what He's done in the past, for what He can do now, we start to realize that, yeah, He can handle this. And don't think this step's not important, because it really is. Even if you don't feel it, as you praise Him, as you go through that second step and you praise Him for who He is, you might want to recall how He led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and how they were successful. They made it to the promised land. You might think of stories in the Bible, how God led His people, how He performed miracle after miracle. And then you go into the New Testament, you look at some of the works of Jesus, how He changed the water into wine, how He healed so many people who were sick, how He raised Lazarus from the dead, how He Himself rose from the dead. And, you know, you start thinking about all of these things, about all of these that He's done. You think about His history, His record, and then you realize this current situation we find ourselves in with the coronavirus. It's very serious. It's a big problem. But He's the guy for the job. He can do this. He can handle this. And you know, when He asks us this question, as we heard Jesus ask in the gospel, do you think I can do this? We want to come back and say yes. You know, this requires a little work on our part. To look at what He's done in the past. Look at what He's done in your life. I know I can go back over the course of my life on earth and name numerous things that He's done that seemed impossible. Wow, Lord, that's pretty good. I can't believe You came through in that case or that other with that other problem. It really looked hopeless, Lord, and You came through. So we want to recognize the fact that the more serious the problem is, the bigger the possibility for the Lord to come through and perform a miracle. Every crisis presents an opportunity for God to perform a miracle. So whatever you got in your life right now, whatever you're struggling with, it might be a problem for you, but it's a possibility for Him. And when you think like that, you become more optimistic, more hopeful. And honestly, if you aren't able to pray with confidence, and again, remember, this doesn't mean you have to necessarily feel confident in your heart, but the confidence comes from, it can come intellectually in your mind, knowing that God can handle this. Even if you have to go to that verse in the Bible, with God, all things are possible, and just cling to that, okay? This virus situation is really dire. I can't imagine how it's going to get fixed. But the Bible tells me that with God, all things are possible. I'm going to hang on to that. And yes, I believe, Lord, this is possible. You can do it. Again, you don't have to feel it. But just remember that thought of possibility. Because if it's not possible, it doesn't really make any sense for you to pray. And I think a lot of times we do that. We pray half-hearted prayers because we really don't think God can fix it. The problem with that usually lies with us. because we don't spend enough time, you know, preparing to pray. We don't spend enough time thinking about who this God is and how powerful he is. So pray. When you pray, pray with possibility thinking, that this possibility is entirely something God can do. Any serious problem is a possibility for God. The fourth way to pray during this pandemic is to pray prayers of petition. In other words, tell God what you need. Ask for what you need. Now, it is true that sometimes we think there are things that we need, but we really don't need them. That's up for him to decide. And that's why sometimes God will say no to our prayer requests, because they're really not needs. Instead, they're wants, right? There's a difference there. There are a lot of things that I want that I don't really need. And if we let God handle that, if we let him sort it out, we're going to get what we truly need, what can truly benefit us, not just on this earth to make us feel good, but more importantly, what we need for eternal life, to make it to heaven. When we look at the crucifix and think about the fact that Jesus Christ had to suffer and die an agonizing death, he may not have wanted to go through that because it felt good, but he needed to do it, and he knew that he needed to do it. You know, he didn't have that desire to say, wow, this is going to be great. I'm going to enjoy getting those nails stuck through my hands. It hurt. He suffered. It was painful. He agonized. But he knew that it was necessary. That's something that he needed to do for us. So what we need to do when we pray is ask for whatever we think we need. You know, ask the Holy Spirit. You're not going to ask for anything frivolous. That wouldn't be fair to God. If it's something sinful, or if it's something that you know is not good for you. But a lot of times we don't know. So right now, to pray for an immediate and instant end to the coronavirus, that's a very valid petition. Ask for that. You should be asking for that. I'm asking for it. Pray that you don't get sick or your family doesn't get sick. Very valid. Nothing wrong with that. Does that guarantee that I'll never get sick or that the coronavirus will end instantly? No. And it doesn't mean that if my prayer doesn't get answered immediately or if it doesn't get answered at all, it doesn't necessarily mean that my faith is lacking. Sometimes it means that God has a better plan. And this leads to the final step, the final way to pray during a pandemic, is to have patience. To have patience when God doesn't answer right away, or to have patience and understand that he's got a bigger plan. That's hard, to have patience with God. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean only that you have to wait. Being patient with God also means that you allow him to do what he needs to do. And you become patient. You don't lose your patience with God and say, "That's why did you do that? I can't believe you didn't end this thing. And look, all these people died. More people died. More people got sick. More people lost their jobs." Patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And if we get used to letting the Holy Spirit work through us, we can become more patient, even with God. A lot of times we don't think that we're being impatient with God, but we really are. So can you be more patient with him and accept his will? Another word that we might use for this patience thing, I was going back and forth between two words, is to be pliable. To be patient and pliable. To accept God's will. To be flexible. To allow his will to be done and not my will. And I think if we pray that way, it helps us to avoid becoming frustrated. And it helps us to avoid becoming proud. You know, we don't want to be arguing or pointing our finger at God saying, "This is the way you need to solve this problem." We need to be humble. We need to recognize he knows a lot more than we do. And I think if we pray this way, it's going to help us in our relationship with him to recognize who's God and who's not, right? So to sum this up, the five ways of praying in a pandemic: presence. Recognize God is present with you. Praise. Give him praise for who he is. Possibility. Any difficult or impossible, what appears to be an impossible situation or problem, is a possibility for God to come through and perform a miracle. The fourth way, petition. Ask for what you need. Don't hold back. If you're struggling with anxiety, ask for him to give you some peace. Ask for him to take away your worry. Ask for whatever it is that you need. And then five, show a little patience. Give him a chance. He's on his own schedule. He doesn't necessarily have your time frame. It doesn't necessarily work according to your time frame. He's got his own schedule. So there you have it, my advice on how to pray during this current pandemic. And if you put these steps into practice every day, I think you're going to get a lot more peace, and your relationship with the Lord will improve because you recognize that he's real, and that when you pray, it's a conversation. It's working on your relationship with God. Again, I hope you found that beneficial. If you have any questions or if you need to get in touch with me, you can just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please remember to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work or to, in case you want to schedule a speaking engagement. I don't know when things are going to be picking up again, but some people have already contacted me about later this year or early next year, 2021. So let me know if you want me to come out and speak at your church. I would love to do that. Followingthetruth.com. And as I say on every show, if you could kindly send a donation my way to keep this program going. I've got some new equipment coming tomorrow. Hopefully it's going to make for a better listening experience, but it all costs money. If you could help me out with that, I would greatly appreciate it. Followingthetruth.com. Just click on donate to become a monthly sponsor or to make a one-time donation. All right, I'm looking at the clock, and I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to Following the Truth. I hope to see you back again here tomorrow. I intend to be here, God willing. I hope you can as well. Until next time, remember to keep praying. God hears you, and he loves you. See you next time on Following the Truth.